I'm going to be quoting from a gentleman that was a big help to me for many years, and there was a real press to share this with you today. There has been a coming of to the hearts of our people, a new sense of freedom in Christ. It is a new sense of freedom in the Father's presence. It is the abandonment to love. There has now come a new freedom in love, a new freedom in the Word. For years, we were like a boat, land docked in a narrow lagoon. Now we are sailing on the bosom of the mighty ocean. There is a new sense of superiority over the circumstances that terrified and held us in bondage. The consciousness of that tremendous reality: greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Can you quote that one? Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. It has given us a new consciousness of superiority over disease and pain. Sickness held us in bondage of fear and dread, but we are no longer afraid of it. It has been conquered. The name of Jesus is greater. Our relationship with the Father makes us greater. We are sons and daughters of God Almighty. We are partakers of His nature. Did you hear that? We are members of His household. We are as near to his heart as Jesus was when he walked the earth. There has come to us a new sense of oneness with Christ. The joint heirship is a reality. It is more than a clasp of a hand. It is more than an absence, than an embrace. It is a union. It is an organic oneness. A spiritual harmony flows from it. It is a masterful thing. We are one with Him. The branch discovers its union with the vine. It abandons worry and care. The branch says, "I no longer worry whether the bud will blossom, whether the blossom will turn into fruit. I have no anxious cares." The vine takes care of it all. The vine dresser and I are so utterly one now that I rest quietly in the embrace of the vine. The new sense of authority in Christ, born out of slavery into victory, out of the weakness into the ability to use the name with authority, has now come to us. A new strange sense of fellowship has come, a joy that only came intermittently now lives with us permanently. But one of the sweetest things is the new freshness of the Word. It liberates its absoluteness that we have not known before. As I dictate, it seems to me as though the Master were here, and if I should open my eyes, I would see him standing before me. I long to throw my arms about his feet and kiss the scars where the nails once held him to the cross. My Lord, my wonderful risen Lord, God and Jesus are speaking out of the Word in a new sense of reality. There is a nowness about the Word. It is so beautifully personal. He is speaking to me. It is my Lord asking me to come into conference with him. He who was once made sin for me has made me his righteousness now. And by his wondrous act, he has lifted me from the mud and slime of failure to sit with him upon the throne. I cannot grasp it. My heart looks in wonder and amazement at my surroundings. An angel whispers, "He is a son of God. He is a joint heir with our Master. We are what he says we are. Being what we are, we can act for him. We can take his place here on earth among men." The new sense of mastery that comes from our relationship with him lets us into the throne room. We have passed the portals of fear. We stand fearless in the presence of our Master and our Lord. From now on, we are under orders from heaven. Jesus is our Lord. Joyfully we sing. He is our shepherd. We shall not want. God is now our Father. He is for us. Not only is he for us, but he is also with us. Not only is he with us, but he is in us. We are in absolute union with Christ. Satan's dominion over us is broken. We stand free in the fullness of his life. I'd like you to declare one more time one of the aspects of who you are. And if you'll repeat after me, I believe that you will comprehend. He is speaking to me. It is my Lord asking me to come into conference with him. He who was once made sin for me has made me his righteousness now. And by that wondrous act, he has lifted me from the mud and slime of failure to sit with him upon the throne. I do grasp this. By faith, and my heart looks in wonder and amazement at my new surroundings. An angel whispers, he is a son of God. She is a daughter of God. And they are joint heirs with our Master. We are what he says we are. Being what we are, we can act for him. We can take his place on earth among men. Joyfully we sing. He is our shepherd. We shall not want. God is now our Father. He is for us. Not only is he for us, but he is also with us. Not only is he with us, but he is in us. He is in me. He lives in me. I'm in absolute union with the anointing. And Satan's dominion over me is broken. I stand free in the fullness of his life, as it flows through me to touch those around me. I am in the kingdom now.